Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, and you feel me? B-Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chilling with my home girl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Choc Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Choc Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Choc Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Choc Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Choc Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Choc Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Choc Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Choc Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Like, hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Choc Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Hello, and welcome to Chocolate City and Hood Environment Radio. Tonight is Frisky Friday. So that means we're going to be playing a lot of raunchy-ass music and having some raunchy-ass discussions. So before I start getting into my music selection, I'm going to go ahead and take the first call that has their hand lit up. And it's a New York caller. And the last four numbers is 8102. You're riding the chocolate wave. What's up?
Yo, what's good? What's good? Look, this right here is not a request. I'm not trying to ride a chocolate wave right now. No disrespect. I'm trying to call out Drag, Rap Battle for Charity. October's here. He said he wanna battle a rapper, but he'd rather eat a cheeseburger. I'll be that buck double cheeseburger that he eating. So if he down, we can set a date. October's here. We do it for charity. Let's get it. I got investors. He got investors. Let's do it. This is Fred of the Dawn. FredoftheDawn@gmail.com. FredoftheDawn526@gmail.com. All right? You know what? I want to request J. Cole Killers.
I thought a minute. 526. I mean, 526@gmail?
Fredo the Dawn, 526@gmail.com. When he's ready, he say he wanna battle somebody. Let's get it. And my song is J. Cole Killers.
Okay, I'm gonna do that. I'm writing this down so I can tell him, cause he's in a he has a 12-hour studio session tonight. So
yeah, no doubt.
It'll be interesting.
It'll be interesting. Set up the time. I set up the time and place. I set up the time and place. And we could do it for charity. Guaranteed. Raise over maybe $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. Guaranteed. I got the investors. Hood
all
rich.
Right. Okay, let me see. Let me pull up your song for you. Oh, it's taking a second. Okay, so here you go, J. Cole Killer. So anytime this shit wanna pop up, sorry. Hey, Dolly, I'm just waiting for this song to play.
Oh, okay. Cool, cool. Hi, everybody.
It's about to come on, sweetie.
Trembling, can you feel my hand? Don't shed no tears, it won't be long before they find out it was me, mama. This may be the last time you see me free, mama. Don't spend it crying. You did your best, me, I was blessed, know you were stressed, trying to keep me out the street, me ducking police, trying to make a peak, the way you up out of your sleep, a drunk and high fool, skipping class, flunk in high school. I know you taught me better. Said I was playing with fire, somehow I never burned. You tried to set me straight, somehow I never burned. You tried to show me right, somehow I never turned. Lost in a cloud of marijuana, are you saying, dummy? Try your face off, mama, you're not to blame for me. See, I'm a man, I gotta take whatever came for me. At times I wonder about my father, would it change for me if he was around? Would I still be running around with the low life? Some ass niggas, no job, no life. Seen them niggas kill for no price. I watch his life last before his eyes like a strobe light. I pull the trigger, mama. Trying to be hard, I ain't mean to kill a nigga, mama. I'm on the run, I live my life like a movie now, I wait for real. Who would have thought the baby boy would have grew up to be a killer? Yeah, now I'm a killer. Guess I'm a killer. Got me in here with the killers. Well, we had it tonight. And if a nigga disrespect, oh yes, we ready to fight. And retrospect, your name. You had to threat with any nigga that would call your lane. A shame, no doubt. So many niggas got their brains blowed out. Snatching niggas' chain and he got his name rolled out in no obituary. Another body in a cemetery. Another young nigga in the penitentiary. And he don't give a fuck. No missionary. Rap visionary. Paint a picture, nigga, pictionary. Tell you what it is, I'm a dictionary. I knew a nigga to his dictionary. Chickenary city that he went to. Went hard like the rich do. Till he met the wrong bitch. The man just came home ex-convict. And he stayed on with that driller. Shit, fucking around with them killers. Yeah, with them killers. Fucking around with them killers.
To drag.
I hope his ass responds.
Oh, he will.
What's going on? Because this sounds a little shady to me. That laugh.
That's a laugh of confidence, but I don't know.
All I heard was, yeah, I hope drag responds. That means something is up.
You're mad at your own career, boy. You know what I'm saying? Your career flopped. Don't be mad. You know what I'm saying? Don't get mad. You know what I'm saying? Be glad. I'm going to help you out. I'm going to give you a little tax write-off. Let's do this for charity. Let's
what
do this for charity.
We're going to help him out.
Wearing this month. Tear you up. I'm going to eat you like that buck double cheeseburger you ate this morning or this afternoon.
Well, considering that drag is not on, I suggest you take that to Twitter. Thank you. Have a great day.
Ooh.
Fuck out of here. Hi.
Drax's going to be on the show later, right?
He has a 12-hour studio session tonight, so he...
A 12-hour?
Yes, 12 hours, girl.
OMG.
Yeah, he's going in. That shit mad funny. Like, you know, let me go ahead and get my public service announcement so motherfuckers don't get shit twisted. Okay. I understand that people may want to battle, drag, freestyle, whatever the fuck it is you choose to do or feel like you have skills to do, that's fine. You can call in.
Just do it respectful.
You can call in and voice your opinion, but be motherfucking mindful when you call into this fucking radio show because I don't play that dumb shit. If you got some slick shit you want to say about a motherfucker, the same way you saw the tweet on Twitter, respond to that post. Don't call on here with the fuck shit because I'm not for today. Like any other day but today, I'll let that shit slide. But I ain't in the mood for no
shit. No, you won't.
Nah.
No,
like,
no, we won't. Any day? Nah.
If Obama called me with some slick shit today, his ass will get it. Like, I'm just like no nonsense today. You feel me?
I mean... So, that's every day, you know?
And my thing is, you gonna help him out. Nigga, accomplish 25% of what this motherfucker has done, and then let's talk about you helping somebody out. Because the way I look at it, if he battling you, he bringing attention to your ass. You ain't bringing shit to him.
Yeah.
Now,
I didn't know what was going on. I had just came on, and, you know, y'all was waiting for the song. I didn't know.
He already called in being slick, talking about, what is it, what do you say, no disrespect, I'm not calling in to ride the chocolate wave, I'm not calling in to make no requests, I'm calling in for drag, I'm challenging him to a freestyle battle, because on Twitter today.
But he just made a request, but he requested a song, though.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He must be confused. I mean, I guess that tweet got him a little shook, or maybe
what
he's
going, tweet though?
This is okay. This is a funny.
Who is he? Like, okay, you saying he? I don't know who he is. Who is he?
Man, Fred the Don. He gave me his email, but the thing is, the nigga didn't get Twitter. So this is the thing. This is what This is what drag.
I mean, so really, it's not a big deal.
It's not
a big deal.
It's not.
Okay.
And And it wasn't even a bad tweet. You know, he's just on Twitter. You know, this is what people do. They're on Twitter talking shit because this is what you do. You get it popping.
I mean, I'll be on Twitter talking mess. It's fun.
Yeah, but you don't have people, you know, it's not like, you know what
I got stalkers, but not people talking at me sideways. Nah.
So that shit is mad funny.
But then again, I'm nobody. I mean, if I have stats as high as drags, then, I mean, yeah, I would probably have people, you know, wanting to get at me or whatever else, but I'm nobody. So,
girl, you are somebody. But this is the tweet. I have you on the line, but this is the tweet right here. I'm a fucking goodness. Did I lose it? Did I just fucking lose the tweet? It says, I should eat another rapper, but I'm just going to go get me a cheeseburger instead, y'all safe. So if that tweet got you wanting to call it.
Okay, wait. Read that again. What?
It says, I should eat another rapper, but I'm going to just go get me a cheeseburger instead, y'all safe.
Okay, so was that directed to specifically to that dude, or that dude is just, he saw the text and he want to just.
Yeah, he saw it.
I mean, not the text, the tweet.
Yeah, it was just a normal tweet, just like how we tweet. Nothing big, nothing major. Just.
Okay, so it wasn't directed to him, but he's taken drag up on that tweet offer, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well.
Yeah, I guess he's smelling his armpits, as my grandma would say. They smelling kind of strong.
You're so foolish. I just say, oh, he's smelling himself. His balls dropped. That's what I say. But shoot, I ain't tripping, you know. As long as you keep it, I mean, healthy competition is never bad, but, you know, when it gets to a point where it's disrespectful and people just don't know how to act, you know, we're all adults here, so.
Yeah, I mean, with freestyle, you know,
I mean, but you don't call somebody else-ish, you know, talking mess. You know, you can't do that. That's nah.
I guess the thing is because the radio station has merged and everything like that, so everything is running off my page and running off his page. So it's like with battle rapping, it's like, you know, people let it be known, like, okay, I'm going to eat you. You feel me? So it's like it builds up the hype around it because it's like a little hostility, da-da-da-da.
Right.
And, you know, my thing is you're taking it to the next level. You don't have to call and psych yourself up on here because you're like, you know, don't be mad because your career is on hold. His career.
Yeah, that's not.
It's coming back. And the reason why he stopped was to get.
Is because he didn't want to do stuff other people's way. He's taking the initiative to do stuff his own way. So all these people who's getting the limelight, they're getting the limelight because they're doing it somebody else's way. Nobody else has the balls to sit there and work hard for what it is that they actually want. Drag is taking the time to do that. His life, all his stuff, everything he do, he owns. All these other rappers that you see, they belong to somebody else. They're somebody's bitch, pretty much. So I applaud Drag. That's why he's not in the limelight, because, I mean, when you're doing things on your own and you don't want, you know what I'm saying? Somebody else representing you and you doing your own thing. I mean, you're not going to get the exposure you want to get. But guess what? At the end of the day, he's still selling records. At the end of the day, all them other motherfuckers in the limelight, they getting their stuff downloaded for free. You know what I'm saying? Go Google Drag. Check his stats. Like, come on. I mean, that's really all you got to say. He speaks for himself. Let's not get the game twisted.
Yeah, I mean, it's all good. And plus, I mean, he took a hiatus because in order for him to get out of his contract, he had to stop making music because he was still hot. And as long as you're hot, your label isn't going to let you go because that's money. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I don't got time. Today is Frisky Friday, so I chose some good-ass music for Frisky Friday. We're going to start out with some old school. Let's see.
How old are
they? Yeah, this is some old shit right here, girl.
Before the '90s, my nigga.
Mm-hmm. No, may have been shit. I don't know.
You know I wasn't born to the 90s, right?
This song right here is a good one. It's called Fuck Me For Me. Be right back. It's coming.
I plan to be later.
Nasty ass.
Yo, this is Ock now with my man's complexion. And right now, we representing all the guys with more than $10 in their pockets. Who still gonna be playing, even if they not paying for the whole night. You know what I'm saying, saying.
Girl, would you fuck me for free?
What's the matter?
I'm going to be out here for fucking maybe the rest of the year. That's what's wrong with me.
You what?
I'm about to be out of work for probably the rest of the year. I know 6 to 8 weeks for sure.
Why?
Because I have to have surgery.
For on your shoulder?
Yep.
Dang.
And I have to be in a sling for 6 to 8 weeks. The fuck can I do in a sling for 6 to 8 weeks?
Don't trip, girl. Don't trip, because he can still hit from the back. That ain't stopping the show.
You know what? I'm not. Hi, Mr. GA. You hit for rabbit fool talking about, oh, he can hit from the back.
I'm just saying.
Grab the shoulders to keep it, you know what I'm saying? So
I mean, he can't grab the shoulders, but he can grip the hips and spread the cheeks.
You're rough. It's going to be hard on her, y'all. It's like you're rough.
I'm just saying. Well, I mean, she ain't sent me no chicken box or nothing, but, you know.
Chicken box.
Chicken box.
She made $10.
Chuck, why you be... Why you...
Nah.
Why you be giving niggas chicken boxes, though?
Nigga, I like that Kentucky Fried Chicken.
He like Kentucky Fried Chicken. He like mashed potatoes and corn, and he like pink lemonade. All
right, and macaroni and cheese, baby.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not gonna play with y'all. I'm not gonna play.
Hell yeah.
Street is not safe for kids tonight. I'm telling you, Street is not.
So what's the topic for tonight? Like for real?
Oh man, the topic.
Yes, because you know. I mean, the music is cool, but I'd rather hear us talk.
You know, the topic Tuesday was, like, pretty intense. Basically,
Did I miss Tuesday?
Yeah, you did. We dropped the mixtape, got rave reviews about it. Emmanuel called in because, you know, he hosted the mixtape with me and everything.
Right.
But the show on Tuesday was really serious because a friend of mine... I'm from New York. His homeboy is going through some stuff, right? What happened was his homeboy met a chick. She was a nice-looking chick. She was a model. Basically, you know, she was what you call a bad bitch. They started dating. And you know what happened when you date? You move in with somebody. And Jazzy, you're on the line. So they moved in together. And you know what happened when you move in? You fall in love. And so... You want to take it to the next level, right? So he asked the girl to marry him, right? So when you ask somebody to marry you, that's like one of the happiest days of your life, right?
It's supposed to be.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, but it doesn't necessarily happen like that. Because sometimes when you ask people to take that big plunge in life with you, they feel like they have to... come clean about some shit, right?
Oh.
So, she came clean about some shit, and it changed the whole course of their relationship.
That fucked up.
What did she come clean about?
She used to be a man and had a sex change.
Yeah. That fucked her up.
Yeah, she would have been flung out that window. Seriously? Wow.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, they...
She had a pussy. She had a complete sex change.
Right. So he couldn't...
And he's in the military, so he didn't want to ruin his life by putting hands on her or possibly...
Well, yeah, or telling the military, because you get kicked out. They're strict.
I mean, if he would have told them, like... Honestly, if he would have snapped or whatever, nobody could be mad because basically this bitch kept key information. My thing was when they got to the point where they was getting ready to
They were
fuck.
Serious. You should have
told them. No, when you were getting ready to fuck, not even getting serious in the situation.
Yeah, you're right.
You
should have
told that man. So for a whole year and a half, he been fucking you. And you can't even say that this nigga is a faggot because the bitch had a pussy. He even sent
Dang. First off, those procedures are expensive, so she had to have had some money. Or
the military would not have faulted him for that. I mean, he would probably have been honorably discharged, right? But it's, you know, that don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah, but I mean, like, other people find it out, like other members and stuff. You know, like they tease people about stuff like that.
The female was not in the military. The guy that she was.
The guy was, right.
Yeah, so he was just like, if he would have fucked her up, she would have pressed charges. And the military is really big on, like, the domestic violence and stuff. I know firsthand from that shit. Because them motherfuckers used to make me go to anger management. They see my ass coming. They had MPs around because I ain't playing no motherfucking games when I was married to my ex-husband. I will come to his office and clear off his motherfucking desk and be like, you better call the MPs. Matter of fact, his ass better not come home tonight. Because if you know like I know, I'm going to fuck him up and I'm going to start right here. So I was like one of the wives where I was unruly. So it was best to contain the situation.
I would have been like, oh, y'all need to get off this base. Please, take your wife. Get the hell off our face.
Even with a female talking shit in his office, it took me 20 minutes for a normal 40-minute ride to come to the office to beat his ass. But he was just like, he didn't want to throw his military career away, but he's real sick. Like, he is, like, mentally sick over that. So that's what we talked about.
Man, shit, I be fucked up, too. I be like, oh, my God, what the fuck? I fucked the man. It's really a woman, bro. You was a man at one time, so it's like I'm fucked up. I know how to do it. I mean, that's crazy. That's not good. That's not good.
So what is your friend going to do? I mean, he loves it.
No, the dude that it happened to, he's not my friend. I'm
Oh, he's your friend's friend.
Yeah. And so.
Okay, so what is he going to do?
Man, he's like, he hasn't really talked to him since he told him that, because he don't know what to say.
Dang, but y'all know we had this conversation already about men and them jaws. I know she was sucking the mess out of him. Like, that's probably why he fell in love, y'all.
But no, the dude was like, she was all female. She was a model. She is what you call a bad bitch, but what people got to understand. And
she still got the man jaws.
I don't know, because when I was in the halfway house, I worked with a female. Well, it was a guy. She had a complete...
But it looked like a woman.
She was pretty as hell. She was a model. She was just real tall. She had the complete sex change. But before I met her, I already know what happened in the sex change, because this is like an old movie. I don't know if they still make this series or not. It's called The Faces of Death. And they actually showed a sex change operation from a man going to a woman. And when I tell you, they use every inch of the dick to make a pussy. They don't waste nothing. It's like,
I believe it. Because, I mean, they have to make it to the point where, you know, that other person gets some kind of satisfaction from it. Right? That's crazy.
Well, I mean, I've seen it before where it was the other way around, so it was a woman to a man, right?
She had a winky?
Yeah, well, yeah, because they sewed it up and they took the foreskin and made it into, you know,
so did
into
it get
a
hard?
Jump off. Like, I guess there was like a certain number of hormones or what have you that
needed
to be taken in order for that to happen.
And probably attach it to certain nerves and stuff too, though.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
So I've seen it that way before. And that person actually was not very well.
Okay.
But what happens is, like, when these people are, when they go through that, they have to go through all of these evaluations, right? So a bunch of psychiatric health evaluations, et cetera. And the government pays for that.
And counseling, too.
Yeah.
So the government pays for that.
Yeah, there are a lot of different services that will do that. Just because, I mean, like I've seen like Cole saying, do you feel like you're the opposite sex trapped in the wrong body, or you know, stuff like that? And they'd be like, well, call this number. I'm like, nah, I'm all woman.
I ain't calling no fucking number. I'm sorry.
Okay, I have a question for y'all. Okay, what would you do if you had a girlfriend? You know, y'all been friends for a while, whatever. But when y'all were at your house getting dressed, maybe going to the club or something, she had a dick. She had a dick.
Oh, shit.
Would you, on a desperate night, would you fuck your friend that had a dick?
100
what the fuck?
No, absolutely not. No way, no how.
What if she was previously a guy?
No, that's not, no. Because then it might defeat the purpose. What's the purpose of being, what's the purpose of, like, stepping out there, right, and being with her,
but let me tell
really
you,
him. There's no excitement in that. Like,
but let me tell you, I know this guy, he loves dressing like a woman, but he loves women. He's engaged to a woman. He's not at all interested in men, but he likes dressing like a woman. And they call themselves a lesbian couple. Is that not awkward? Is that not weird?
That's crazy.
I'm over it.
That's just like if I was that like a Jerry Springer episode.
It really is. I told him I was like, Brian, you need to write Oprah and tell her this because she would be all over the story. Like I hadn't seen him like in high school. He was your typical jock. You know what I'm saying? Like he was your typical jock, prom king, everything. Then I disappeared for some years, like I left Vegas, and then Facebook, you know, Facebook tells all, I see this fool with a dress. And don't get me wrong, I mean, he's just muscular, I don't know what, but I guess you could say he's pretty. And I just asked him, like, what's going on? And he says, you know, I've always liked dressing like a woman. So I said, so you're gay? And he was like, no, not at all. I love women. I'm not attracted to men, but I just like dressing like a woman. So my son will never play in my heels. My son will never be in my closet. Cause I don't know. That's just crazy to me.
Hold on one second. Mr. GA, you're like the 794, right? Well, whoever's 7994, I opened up the line for you. But I mean, me personally,
that's me.
Okay, I don't know. If I had a friend and, okay, are we saying that it's just like a man or she was born with two sexes? Because that happens and some people just leave
sex
it
change. It's called a hermaphrodite, but he had a sex change. Or, no, not a sex change. It was a man previously, but it just dresses like a woman and lives this woman lifestyle. So all this time you think it's a girl, but she really has a weenus.
Because in the back of my mind, I'm going to be thinking you done fucked some nigga in his ass about 5, 6, 7 times. I pull out the fab cock and let him use it on me.
What?
Yeah, oh I don't want his cock. I'll play with a
Yeah, fool. I wouldn't go for that. I mean, I really wouldn't. But I was just asking y'all.
Yeah, I might let him eat the pussy. I mean, I don't know. He ain't fucking.
What?
Yeah, he's
fucking
shit.
But what?
What?
Well, how would you let him eat it?
Why not?
Because you can protect yourself a little bit from sexing, but eating, you can't.
Man, I'll toot it and boot it and just tell him to lick my ass. I'm good.
You and this ass licking. Oh, OMG.
My thing is, hey, he hanging around me for a reason. And 9 times out of 10, it ain't where my
It ain't to lick your booty.
What?
Maybe.
Well, guess what? He licking my ass and getting the hell on. I'm gonna give him something to talk about. I'm gonna send him home with some fine memories.
Girl, I'm not fooling with you.
Why not?
I'll be damned if you make me eat your ass.
I will sit on that motherfucker's face and ride the hell out of it. You know, for them men that say, I don't eat ass. If I done rolled your face, you done ate my ass.
So
See, I can't say the same because I am so cautious about. I can't get with it.
Man, look,
I'm just so scared, y'all.
It's not about
you can't get with what? What can't you get with?
Anal. Anything anal. I just don't. It just don't feel. I don't know. I just don't too
Let
much like
it's
the feeling.
It's gonna
just
be
yet.
Painful in the beginning, okay? And then after that, you're probably gonna have an orgasm like none ever before. Just
yeah.
See, yeah. I've heard that, and you know, like one time I thought I was a straight up G, and I was like, yeah, fuck me an ass, you know? And it just didn't work.
No, you have
it
to
hurt.
Take precautions. You have to, like, plan for that. You can't just, that's not like a spur in the moment. Let's go get popcorn. That's not like that type of a thing. Like,
I see that
you gotta,
now.
Like, brace yourself and prep for that. Like, you need to take some, yeah, you gotta, like, get yourself ready, like, mentally.
But see, I rip a lot. I rip. I won't sit here and lie. I rip, guys. I
okay,
do.
So it's probably going to tear a little bit, but then you,
up.
I mean, it'll heal up and you be over it. Like,
she's going to be stitched up.
Yeah, like.
Go get your ass repaired afterwards. It'll be the best.
Let them tear it up first, right?
No,
well, let them
I'm
tear
dead.
It up first.
I'm not about
and
to walk around with a rip.
And you can take it to the doctor afterwards. I mean, you won't be able
See,
to, like, you won't be able to wax that for a minute, though, because that's going
to
hurt.
Maybe
no.
I need to talk to some people who have sympathy for me, because y'all don't. Y'all just be, go to the hospital. Okay, so you're bleeding. No big deal. Okay, so you
sex.
Had a concussion during sex.
I mean, that's the best sex, like, right, when you feel like perhaps something has been permanently damaged afterwards. That was the memories. You'd be like, whoa, wait a minute. Like, you know, when you go to the bathroom, you check yourself, make sure you're not really bleeding. You're like, damn, he fucked my shit up. Let me make sure I'm okay. That's the mistake.
That's
oh,
crazy.
You know, it hurts. Let me make sure I'm still intact.
You got to start somewhere. So keep drinking that Moscato. And take it like a motherfucking G. You my ride or die shit, girl. Stop motherfucking playing.
You guys are making me sad.
Do your lunges first. You're going to be okay. Just lunge.
Lunges? Girl.
Do your lunges first. Whenever I know I'm about to get it good, I do yoga. Like the whole, in anticipation, I'd be like, let me get my yoga shit together. Let me get these stretches right.
Let me get my hamstrings in good condition.
Yep. I'd be like, okay, downward dog. Hmm.
Okay, cat cow.
Right, makes it all right. You're like, oh, wait, no, I can do this one. Don't worry about it, babe. I got it. Wait. Here we go.
I got this falling over. You are funny. I love you guys.
Okay, well, we would love you to get that ass busted. So what you waiting on?
Look. A certain somebody was supposed to call me when they were having sex, and all I got was a little voice note, which,
girl,
I mean,
how much ago that was? Exactly.
So
okay,
there should be.
It was that many months ago, then that should tell you, have you seen any new blogs coming up? Have you heard anything? Of course not. celibate. No, I'm not selling a little bit. I'm just celibate. Like,
how do I say celibate? Give a bit.
Nah. Mm-mm.
Well,
I guess I'm going to get some for my birthday next year.
Shut up. We don't. Okay, Jazzy, we've been falling off. We have not been on our game. What is wrong
with
us?
But she told me, she said, don't do it.
Nah.
Why are we going to listen to her?
What? You know what?
What?
You know what? I gotta play this song because y'all, you know, for people that missed it.
Did you get my text?
Did I get your text?
Yes.
Where's Big Tone at? He must not be. He must be.
I mean,
some
I know,
right,
right
now on the tour.
I feel like he neglected us.
Big Tone must be getting some head tonight in the tour.
Damn! Who the hell is that? Wow.
Mm-hmm. He's our new listener tonight.
Shit, he needs to do more than listen. He needs to be
dang, I need to be on the webcam. We're not on web.
This was text message.
Yeah, we're not on web tonight, but, you know, we can. Oh, there is not going to be a show tomorrow because I have to work all fucking day. But guess what? I will be back on Sunday giving everybody what they want and giving them what they need and what they don't need. But in the meanwhile, can I smell your dick? Hold on. So, you know, this is, you know, for the people that missed it on Saturday. And
yeah, because I know there's some people like, what? My dick? Smell it? What?
Yeah. So, you know, we're not just retarded ass females who just go around talking about smelling dicks. I mean, you know. She thought of it first. Oh, gosh. DJ Quest, do it.
I'm over it. That's like the most. Can I just say I'm so over like what's supposed to be hip hop today? I don't.
No.
I agree.
This is an old song, and this is some Florida shit. She made the song when she was 17, and you got to think about it. Florida has their own style of music when it comes to being raunchy.
I get it. So now I'm really upset because I understand that Florida has, like, its own little flavor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out why is she so well-versed with Dick at 17.
I mean, I feel like this. If you have to worry about a man so much to the point you want to smell his dick when he walks in, you don't need to be with him.
I mean, how you? I will be like, let me smell your dick. Like,
I wish I would. Exactly. Where you was at? Oh, you say you was at work? Let me smell your dick. Oh, so you watch it smell like Dial soap, Nick? Like, I can't. I refuse. Like, what do you do at the point where you're like, okay, let me smell your dick, and he lets you, and it do smell like another woman? You just sniff somebody else. Like, what do you do from there? You should be shamed. Like, I would not.
I don't know
what
he do that would just be like. Maybe it's the type of man that I date, so maybe a shame on me, right? Because I don't really date dudes that would, like, be that submissive, that they would be like, baby, I promise I ain't fucking nobody. Here's mama. Come on, man, please. Like, I don't date with no dude that would be.
But
like,
you know what?
Hey, mama, dick. Like,
what if she's asking to smell his dick because of the condom smell?
Well, maybe it's a fetish. Maybe it's just a fetish. Maybe she got a dick smelling fetish. I'm gonna ask the dude because we gotta call
her. No, she said in that song.
She said he's creeping. So
she said she saw him with that bitch named Diamond. He's in the club and he's wilding. She said, "Yo, I'm just concerned. I'm done. Go ahead, move on to the next thing. I'm sorry. Just don't even mind me."
First of all, why he with this second woman in the club anyway?
Hey, he got a bunch of friends. So hold that thought. I'm gonna bring on Rich from California. He's one of my new fans. This is one of my homies, my friend, and a lot of other stuff. But he is, like, mad cool.
Mm.
And we're going to get a point of view from a person that has a lot of women after him and, you know, can probably answer that.
Now, what up? How you doing? How y'all ladies doing today?
I'm good. How you doing?
Further.
Oh, I'm good. Daddy, I'm good. I'm blessed.
And Dahlia will get your ass in trouble. So be very
careful. So where in Cali are you, Rich? So just in case you answer these questions a certain way, I could slide.
Hollywood, Cali. So you're going to always speak to my city if you're in Cali.
I grew up in Inglewood, so I'm not very far away.
From the Yay area, so...
Uh-huh.
You know,
Dahlia, that's like a 9-hour drive. Knock
okay.
it off.
It don't matter. I'm still from Cali. I got the West Coast running through my veins all day, every day. Trust.
Yep, Cali is Cali, no matter where you're from.
Exactly.
Okay,
Rich. Go ahead. Lay it on me. Go ahead.
Woo! Lay it on you.
I feel like I need to see what.
I know where you're going with that. Shut up. Not yet.
Yes.
Yeah, so mm-hmm.
Well, what you say, like?
While you're on the phone, can you get pictures?
Can I get pictures?
Of course I can. I'm ready to send it.
I can. I'm waiting for it to load. Let me ask you this.
Let the girl see what you look like. So
okay, that's fine.
A face with a voice.
What's your Twitter?
Mine is loading. Are you light skinned or dark
skin? I'm light skinned. I'm a light skinned nigga representing for all the light skinned good niggas out there. I don't be on Twitter too much, you know. I'm mostly an Instagram person.
Got it. Okay.
But yes, but I came in on a tarion on your conversation, you know what I mean? But as far as females smelling a nigga dick, like, I mean, that's the way I'll trick you to suck it.
What?
Yeah, my fault. I know I'm late, but I'm saying that I'll trick you. Like, yeah, go ahead and smell it.
Oh, by saying it smells like strawberries, and then when she goes down, you just stick it in her mouth and, like, fake.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to want to because it looks nice. You're going to be like, damn, nigga, it looks nice, so fuck it since I'm down here. But that's just me.
Did y'all get y'all pictures?
I'm trying to,
I'm being stupid. It just says new message.
Wow.
Let me just officially say I am so over. Okay, so I got this new phone because my other phone was, like, acting up, right? My battery was acting up. So I was due for an upgrade. And I'm like, I'm going to get an upgrade. And the only phone I could get for free was the Sidekick, right?
Oh, wow.
So I needed a phone, but I also have a second line because I have a second line for my son, right? So I'm like, okay, wait, I'll just get this phone. I'll use it until I can get my new upgrade, and I'll just get my son this one. And now I have this damn teeny bopper phone. I'm a grown-ass woman. I'm like,
my question is, why do they be calling it an upgrade if the free phone is a downgrade from what you got?
I mean, I guess because it's new. And it's not like it's a downgrade because I guess people are really into the phone, right? Like, I know a lot of people that really like the phone because it has, like, an actual keyboard as opposed
to really
a screen, et cetera, et cetera. So
mm-hmm.
I can see why people would like the phone. My personal taste, I feel like it's a teeny bopper phone, and it does, like, dumb kitty shit. Like, it's like, colorful and shit, right? Like, my son be like, Mom, let me just... I'll be, like, trying to stick it in my pocket, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, putting it in my purse, like, I don't... Teeny bopper phone. Anyway, it doesn't multitask well, just like children, I suppose. So, I can't look at it right now. Like...
Wow.
I guess that was a long story short.
At the end of the day, your phone sucks.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm over it.
Basically.
It does.
Basically.
Yeah, so, wait. Phone.
One thing I don't like is how you can get spam sent to your cell phone now. Like, I just got a text message from the phone number A17652.
International or something?
Don't no number start with A.
I know.
Talking about, guess what I just found out, Dolly? A free health care for life with 3 referrals. First of all, no.
Mm-mm.
T-Mobile is, I'm over it.
Y'all are crazy. Now, all right. Now, tonight is Frisky Friday, so if y'all had a fuck me pass, right, and y'all could fuck anybody in the world that you wanted to, who would it be?
It only got to be one person?
I feel like I'm going to get set up, so I'm just going to play it safe and say, my dude, that's the only person I want to get on.
You can't get the one that you with,
because
you already getting that. Like,
okay, but
you
get me in trouble. Like, I feel like you're trying to break up a happy home right now. I'm not going to answer this question.
I answer it.
That's because she know her dude not listening. Go ahead. Say it.
I'm going to fuck with right now.
Wait, what?
I'm going to
Right. I can't hear nothing
you're
saying. That's
I know. I was like, I thought it was me. I was like, wait, is it me? I can't hear you. I didn't hear you.
Oh, you didn't hear me.
Can you hear me now?
How about now? Can you hear me now?
That's better. What you doing? Standing on one leg?
Good.
You standing on one leg, leaning to the left?
No, I'm over here eating nachos, y'all. Y'all know I'm fat. Okay. So... if I could have my dream sexcapade, it would be, and it can't just be one person because that's just too hard. So I'm going to switch the question around. It would be The Rock, Tyrese,
Chris Brown, and Mario all in one room. Mm.
I would be such a little.
I would be such a dirty girl that night. I would be such a dirty girl. I think I would probably have a heart attack and a stroke.
That's a train, ain't it?
Just because.
That's like a train, Dahlia.
That's a train. Yeah, yeah. That's a train.
In a perfect world.
In a perfect world, do I have a train ran on you? Don't say that.
By them,
that
guys,
is not okay.
I mean, how many times you gonna get all them? How many times you gonna get them in a room together? Come on,
so you
shut
let them
up.
Run
don't
a train
like,
on you because it's your fantasy. Well,
no,
like, oh,
it'll be more
fantasy.
So like me running a train on them by my damn self. So y'all can say what y'all want.
So if you get this,
no, because if they learn
when
it's
guy,
that's
when it's
choo-choo.
One guy, when it's one guy and two women, it's a threesome. But when it's one woman and two men, it's a train.
No, you didn't say two men. It was like five men in that scenario.
So it could just be a six-some.
No, that's a train.
Whatever. I mean, it's only going to happen in my dreams anyway, so y'all can't judge me based upon
But you don't say, okay, I can't judge your dreams. You're right, but I'm mad that your fantasy is to have a train ran on you, but we're going to discuss that at another time.
Whatever,
yeah,
so whatever.
He gave us five people. So, Daddy, your man is giving you a pass. So I don't know if y'all have ever seen the movie Hall Pass. It's where the wife can live free for a week or whatever. So your man gave you a hall pass, and he was like, you could fuck one person. Whoever it is you always wanted to fuck, you could fuck them. Who would you fuck?
If I could only fuck one person.
You know, you know your man is listening closely right now, too. Like,
ear burning.
Mm-hmm.
So,
go ahead, say.
If I could only.
We would never go watch his room.
Honestly speaking, I don't even think it would be anybody famous to keep it all the way 100. If I could fuck any one person, it would probably be the one nigga I know that didn't get dick while he was in jail, and he was fresh out off of, like, a long bid. Because I know he would knock the box out, like he would not the dust man.
Who
that fresh out of jail? If I could, I would fuck a nigga who I knew like wasn't getting any play in prison. Like he was really like a real ass man and did a long bid. I'd fuck the shit out of his ass because I know he would give it. My back probably be hurting and some more shit. Like.
Okay, Jazz. I'm done.
You would probably get pregnant because that low he finna shoot.
Oh, hey. And you know what? And the thing is that I'll probably be so in love because I kind of like it a little bit rough. So I'll be like, oh, shit. I've been waiting for it. I like him a little rough.
Wow.
Slap me around a little bit. Call me a couple of names. I'm woo, like it. We
good. Slap my booty and call me Sally.
Call me a couple of names. Like, you can't call me that shit when we just talking in public, right? But you
right,
got some names in the bedroom.
You know what? You're right, because I wish somebody would come and put they hand around my neck. Like, I do not like that. I do not play that. Don't play. Don't joke. But we in the bed. Can you put that hand around my neck?
Wow.
You finna wake up to breakfast.
I promise you, like, one of the best experiences I can say that I had is when I did have sex like that, and it was like, he had his hands around my neck, and I think I almost blacked out, yo, like.
That's the best. Do you know how many Americans die
every
year from
that,
like, yo?
I was like, what the fuck was I supposed to say again? I'm so confused.
But you know what? I forgot what it's called, but so many Americans die from that every year. And when I read that, I was like, dang, people be dying.
Because you can't remember what the code word is. It's like you like it rough, right? So you like that whole I'm in bondage, whatever. He's dominating me. But then the other person gets into it, too, so they don't realize that they're playing a little too rough until it's too late because you be like,
because you be passed out.
Don't mind me. That's my own personal. Moving on.
Rachel, what you fuck?
Oh, man. I mean, let me see. I got to think of somebody that I haven't in the industry. But let me see. Damn,
are you a hoe, Rich? Let me just ask. I'm just going to ask you.
Let us find out.
No, I'm not a hoe. You know, well, I'm a
guy.
Oh,
okay. You just loan the dick out often?
you know, I don't loan it out too much because it's too good for not everybody to get this.
Ooh,
you know what I mean?
Okay. Special requirement.
I ain't gonna sit here and, you know, me brag, but you know what I mean, I do have confidence. But no, I'm not a hoe.
Mm-hmm.
Too much.
He just well
rounded. Let me ask you a question.
Well rounded.
Let me ask you a question.
He's not a hoe too much.
Let me ask you a question. If it was a woman who do what you do and, you know, had the same stats as you, would she be a hoe?
In everybody else's eyes, yes, she will be. In my eyes, yes,
I feel like I know you. I kind of want to say that I know you, but I'm, because I have this person in my mind, right, that I'm thinking of, who is also light, right, and an attractive man, and has all of these. So just tell me, like, what age bracket are you in? Because I don't want to ask all your information and people be able to, like, know exactly who you are. But I kind of have a feeling that I know you, and I just want to see. Like, I'm so very
You're 21?
I'm between the 25 and 30 bracket.
Okay.
Okay.
Now.
So wait.
You have
braids? So we're keeping the identity.
You say guess you have braids?
Well, yeah, I got twists though. I used to have braids like a couple of years ago, but now I got some twists. So
now
I
you
like
have
braids.
Okay.
Yeah.
I really want to say that I.
That you y'all did it. Y'all
sure.
Did it.
No,
wow.
I don't think I fucked this person. I never fucked this person.
Why?
But I think this person and I are like friends.
If she did, she would have known me already right off the bat. Like, that's rich.
Oh, okay.
But nah. I don't know. So we probably
can you tell me something else about you that maybe, like, I would know, like, if we knew each other? Like,
this is getting creepy.
Because I'm just like, okay, so he's from, like, obviously he's, like, in the L.A.
maybe
area,
I
right?
Seen
so,
you, maybe
and
I did.
And I feel like perhaps we knew each other when we was younger, like, went to school together.
I want you to
Because I'm in the... Okay, so, yes, I do know you. So you know who you're talking to, right? You know this is Jasmine, right?
Jasmine.
So, okay. So,
okay.
All right. So you don't have to send me a picture, chat, because I know exactly... Who it is that you're talking
Everybody,
to.
I have a public service announcement. Big Tone is on the line and would like to be clicked in.
I'm great, bring Big Tone in.
I knew that was your ass. That's crazy. Like, because you do. So he is hella freaky. Let me just put him on hella blast then. So while he's like beating around the bush for real, like.
Don't tell me this is like. Like young Yukon Jasmine too.
Yeah, this is it sure is.
Wow.
So
oh my god.
I know, like me and this dude right here go back like so many years. Like it's not even funny.
Is he a hoe?
I'm just gonna say that like he's on the more popular side, I would think. Like
Oh,
he's a looker.
Yeah,
he's a looker, right? So chicks be like, I can believe when he says, or like, chicks be like real with it. Like, he's always been that way since he was a kid. Like, that's crazy when a person is like that from the kid.
Wow.
Wow.
Small world.
So he's legit. He's not lying when he says he probably really could be a male escort.
Hi, Big Tone. I have your homie Rich on the phone, a.k.a. Cappy Ho. Wow.
Wow. What's going on, homie? What up, lady? What's up?
Hey, Tom.
What up, Jazz? What up, Golly? What up, Chalk?
What's good?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for introducing me to Sabrina Fox. Like, she's hot. Like.
Oh, yeah, that's my homie. Yeah, she's from... She's from Uptown. She's from the BX. Hello?
Yeah, she's
mad cool. Yeah, she's sexy, man. She's a model out here. She does a lot of urban modeling and stuff like that. Yep. She's from the Bronx. Mad cool. Wow. Yeah, Sabrina Fox. Yep.
I'm bugging out
it's
right now.
It sounds like
It sounds like Jazzy have a little reunion night going on. Tonight.
I am, and I feel like a little bit like I'm bugging out a little bit because I feel like I don't put all of my extra like grown folks' business out there to people, like, you know what I mean? I feel like
I used to be shy back then. I was a shy kid. You know what I mean? So I wasn't. Yeah, I used to be shy back then. I ain't shy no more, but you know what I mean?
We know.
But I'm not a hoe.
No, I didn't. Well, I didn't say you. I asked if you were, because I didn't know who you were. So I had to, like, you know, I had to see if whether or not. I don't know. You're a shy, so you're in good hands.
I'm just now getting my text message, Doc. I'm just now getting my text.
Thanks, Dahlia.
I'm going to have to rephrase that, Dahlia, after this fucking show.
Right, because there's obviously something ain't being told.
I would tell you. I would put it right out there.
You did, but you didn't. In so many words, you did.
I never, ever. We've always just been hella cool. Like, we've been hella cool since we were kids. I've never even thought about it. Like,
I only sucked your dick like 12 times.
No promise. Because if I did, we'd still be together.
If I said if I did, we would still be together. I promise.
He would be sitting next to me in the seat right here, right now, like, oh, okay, I'm never going nowhere, bitch. We together.
You'd be sucking it during the show.
Whoa.
I'm not that talented. I wish I could twirl it around in my mouth and still have a conversation. But then maybe not, because then that might mean his dick is way too small, right, if I could do all that shit. So maybe I wouldn't wish I could do that. But no, I'm not that skillful.
You're not that skillful? Some girls got wide mouths, though, so it sometimes don't even be the size.
But that means the dick might be small in tone, because if you can have a conversation and suck a dick at the same time,
well,
that ain't right.
Not a conversation, but I'm saying, I mean, you can hum it out, though, whatever, like, mm-hmm, all right.
No,
that means
the dick is
too
small.
Service announcement.
I fucked your dick,
wants to be let in, too.
I'm going to bring everybody in. I'm fucking speechless. This is just going down.
Don't be speechless.
Why everybody hit me up getting on my tail? Talking about, somebody better beat me in. Shit, shaking my head. First of all,
let me just say, this is a PSA before you let I fuck your chicken. Okay, never, ever have I fucked Rich. But if I did, I would have probably some really good commentary to come back and share with you all. And then I would be like, the dick is good. Perhaps we should fuck him again together. I would be like, let's tag team him, because I had it already. So may not technically be cheating because I've already done it. But I didn't. I promise. Never, ever.
We definitely believe you, Jazzy.
You should.
We do. No,
now,
for real.
I have had
we
a
do.
Crush on one of his boys. Like,
possibly being together. It's the fact of his lifestyle. Because she was like, Dolly, you remember the question you asked her? That if he was a female, or you asked him if he was a female, the female be a hoe. And he was like,
I said to the public, and like, you know what I mean, I can't change it up. I mean, I said it, but that's just, but come on, you know what I mean, I'm not saying that all females do that.
It's in the eye of the beholder.
but you know what I mean, that's the main that. You know, if a female comes to me telling me, like, yeah, let's fuck seven niggas, yes, she's going to be on. If I say that, I'm going to get high fives.
Dang.
You know what I mean? If I fuck seven females,
well, I mean,
I'm going to get high fives.
If you fuck all seven of them at the same time, then, I mean,
good thing I was at six, guys.
we're not going to talk about you. We're just going to graze over that because you're not really about that life.
It was celebrities, so whatever.
That makes it better. That does not make it better. It does not make it better.
It makes me know that I'm
The thing is that you get a pass because we already know that you're not really about that life. Now, if you already had a sketchy background, right, then it would be like, this bitch be fucking.
Y'all don't know my background. I could be the sketchiest of a.
This is true, so don't make us judge you the wrong way. Keep it clean so we don't push you to the left instead of the right. Like, let us just let you live in this bubble if she's not really going to do that.
I'm not about that life, guys.
She's not about that life. Listeners, you are not running the train on Dahlia. I don't care how much you ask me at Jazzy Fantasies. I don't care how much you hit me up at Jazzy Fantasies and show me pictures. I am not going to put that together for you guys.
Oh, yeah, please don't even try because I will just shoot you in your head. Yeah.
Now, however, if you at Jazzy Fantasies me for Chuck, I might be able to make that arrangement happen.
Yeah.
Now, clearly, Dahlia, I thought that she liked them one way, fellas. I thought she liked them one way. I thought I had her case down pat. Clearly, I'm wrong. So, light-skinned men, you're back in, too. You just hit me out. Light-skinned men are on now. So, clearly, you guys are really making a comeback. No tans necessary.
Are we back in the game now, is what you're saying?
Yes, Tone. No tans required now. You guys are just come as you are. Light, bright, and all. And,
so,
what
is everybody's type?
My type, I love thick, dark skin women.
Thick, dark skin women. Okay, Chuck, what do you find your type is?
Oh, you like big girls, Tom? Go ahead.
Stand
for the big girls. Go ahead.
I would say, I'm very attracted to light skin. But dark skin guy can grab my attention. He gotta be like hella fine. Like it's just gotta be something about him. And he gotta have a thuggy attitude. You know what I'm saying? Like when I get out of line, he can't be afraid to yoke my ass up and be like, yo, bitch, what is
you know dark skin men don't be afraid to do that. Dark skin men will slap the shit out of you and say the wrong thing like that. They be like, no, because if this bitch slapped me back, she going to leave an imprint. I'm not fucking lying.
Okay.
Nah, light skin dude, we not about that drama. We too pretty for that.
Tell him be quiet.
And I cannot date no pretty man. I can't date no man that call himself pretty. I am the only pretty one.
You know what I mean. I swear.
My type.
Y'all are just like you can see the bruises. That's all.
I like tall guys. I like tall men. And just like Chuck said, I love me some dark skins. But if you light skin, you gotta be like so fine and so sexy. Well, I'm at a 6'7" right now, but you gotta be like so fine, and your body just gotta be like. When I say lobster body, like that body just tattoos, oil, drooping down your
body. Sounds like another thing. She getting wet right now just thinking about this shit.
I know, that's why she's up there giggling, her panties wet. Go ahead.
While y'all playing.
She might take them shits off right now, like, yeah, these shits are getting soaked.
Okay, so my turn. I'm about to shock everybody, probably all my listeners.
She likes white with little dick.
Yeah. Actually, thank you. Why you? Whatever. So I've taken a walk on the wild side. So I do actually. I'm not saying, okay, so I've dated black men, right? I've always dated black guys. But then I had this new experience with this white guy. I stepped outside the box.
I remember that.
And I was thoroughly intrigued. Like, you remember that, you see? So I was thoroughly intrigued. Yeah. And so, I don't
know. So you like white men. So, I mean, now, penis-wise.
Actually, I'm not going to tell you a lot, like, the sex was amazing. Like, his penis wasn't... true story. He was a Marine.
okay? We dated for, you know, we dated for a while or what have you, right? And just kind of hung out and had a really good time. I really liked him. We probably dated for about 6 months almost before we, like, had sex or whatever, right? And so he was being deployed. And it was like New Year's, whatever. We hung out and he told me, hey, you know, I just want to let you know I'm about to be deployed. And I was scared to fuck him because I didn't want to ruin what we had because it was so good. Like, we were meshing so well. I was like, damn, because I already know myself, right? So if the sex is whack, then the relationship is probably going to be over because I'm going to be over it. So yeah. I figured, you know, I was like, wait a minute, they dick. It ain't going to really work out so well. So whatever, it was New Year's. I was like, oh, I'm going to give him a little bit before, you know, this nigga go to Iraq and shit, right? And I sent him off right. So his dick was small. But, yeah, I don't know what happened, but the sex was fucking, like, amazing. Like, it was, listen, I've been with a dude who had, like, a porn star dick, okay? I'm talking about a dick so big, like, you'd be like, what the fuck? Porn star dick. And it was good. It was great. Don't get me wrong. Fantastic. But this dude's dick was not that big, but the sex was fucking amazing. Like, it was so good. I don't know.
So basically, to make a long story short, the white dude fucked you right, right?
No, that's when I squirted for the first time.
Ooh, what happened?
He put it all the way 100. And I was thinking about it, right, and I was having a conversation. Actually, I was having a conversation with my girlfriend right before before the show started, right? And we was talking about it, and I just told her, I was like, I really think it's because he let me do shit that I can't do with a nigga. Like, he let me do shit to him that, you know, you fuck your dick
like
at home, he gonna be like, bitch,
like
fuck
what?
Up. Like, he let me tie
him
up.
He let you put a finger
in. He liked it like
that.
Like, I got into my dominatrix role. He was like, oh, no, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. He liked him when I slapped him around a little bit, told him
ooh,
to
so you made him
like,
a slave.
I liked it. I was like, oh, shit, so you really going to let me just put you on? Because, like, one time we got into this freaky thing, so you guys know, I sell adult toys, and I have this website. And he's like, you should buy this, this, and this. And one of the things he asked me to buy was, like, this leash and collar. So I thought he wanted to put it on me, and I was, like, not sure how I felt about it. But I was like, eh, maybe I'll try it out. He's like, no, it's for me. Like, I want you to put me on the leash. And I was like, what the fuck? Oh, shit.
Did you do a lot of nipple twisting and all that? Did you put your twist his nipples and all that?
I walked his ass around the living room a couple of times.
Child, did you bring up your chicken? She's sending me some very threatening text messages right now.
I was about to let her in, Jazzy. He let you with the ass.
I did all sorts of shit to him that, like, I never would have thought that I did. Like, it took me mentally out of my, like, comfort zone. Like, yo, I was in a whole other mental place. I don't know who the fuck was fucking that nigga, but it wasn't the normal me.
Wait,
it was somebody else. Yo, my eyes rolled back one time, and I turned into a whole other person. Like, I don't know who the fuck. But Lil Mama, whoever she was on some bullshit, okay? She was like, I don't give a fuck. Slapped the nigga, told him, put your face in it. And he was like, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. He said, put me on. I said, get your ass over here. Put his ass on that leash. Walked him around the living room a couple of times.
Wow.
Had that nigga doing all sorts of shit. I had him doing all sorts of shit. And he was with it. Like, oh, okay.
Man, lick your ass and all that.
I tied his ass up to some shit. I didn't, yo.
Mm-mm.
Made him, yo. All I'm going to say is, whoever that bitch was, she was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And, you know, I don't know. But, yeah, I squirted it, though. That shit was good. I ain't
going to use no hot wax or nothing?
Huh?
You ain't use no hot wax or nothing?
And I who?
Hot wax.
Hot wax.
Oh,
no, I'm not
never, I wasn't trying to burn the nigga up, because, you know, he is still white, so I would be the one that went to jail first. They'd be like, this bitch. So here's the kicker, though. He was my first, that was my first time ever dating a white guy, okay? And I was like, I thought I was going to, like, marry this dude. Like, it was the first time I ever dated a white guy. And I was, like, so into it. But he only dated black women. That's, like, so, he's a real white guy. Like, he's not one of those white guys that, like, crosses over into the urban community. He's a straight up and down white guy. White guy, gang of tattoos, like, gray eyes, like, white guy, right? Comes from white family, everybody white, just white people. Friends white, everybody white, except for the women he dates. He only dates black women. He is not at all attracted to white women, Asian women, nothing.
And what did you say his number was? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I'll give it to you, because you know what? He'll be like, oh, Jasmine? Oh, yeah, no, that's great. That's great. Let's call her. Call her. Can she come over?
Oh.
He's a freak. Like, he's on some other type shit. Like, I think that's really, like, why we stopped dating. Well, one of the reasons why we really stopped dating, because I found myself becoming, like, another person. Like, shit that I would not normally do. And I had to, like, stop myself. Like, bitch, you know, you don't really get down like this. What the fuck are you? No.
He was turning you off.
He would have had me turn the fuck out. I'd have been awesome. Some way other type shit. So I had to, like, get my shit together. Like, bitch, you got kids. You can't be running around this bitch like that. Dude. Like, what if people don't think about you? Like, you can't be doing all this sticky shit.
Hell, they gonna be like,
yeah, let him have it. We have, like,
what's up with
I'd be his wife, and we'd have a girlfriend. Like, I'd have a permanent girlfriend. Like, he was with that type of shit. Like, oh, I don't care if you like women. She's just sleeping in bed every day. I don't care. Oh, you want to have company? Have company. Oh, it's great. Everything's fantastic.
Well, hi, ladies. This is Rich Hines. I'm about to check out. You know, it's called. You know, let me say what's up to everybody. And,
so I am going to have to hit you up now because I have to pick your brain a little bit. But it was
okay.
Nice chatting with you.
Yeah, same here. And, you know, before I go, big ups to Speedy. You know, that's Jamie Foxx's best friend. That's his birthday. So I'm heading out tonight to party with them. So, y'all enjoy. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
All right. Deny it.
And Chalk, I'm going to hit you.
Uh-huh.
Like, whatever.
I'm going to save it for you, Rich. I'm going to save it. I promise. I'm going to put it all together, put a band-aid on it. I'm going to make it right.
I ain't tripping.
We know
the truth. It's the truth. So I ain't
tripping. I know. We never. I promise. We never did. Never. As a matter of fact, we were really close growing up. Like, really, really good friends. I dated one of his friends when we was younger. That's how we know each other for real.
He is particularly a suspect hoe.
No. He's not. Okay.
No.
He's not. So.
Wow.
With the way we know each other is actually because we did go to school together, right? But we got close, we started hanging out together because I sort of, which I never really like to admit to, but I will tonight to save you, so you should thank me later for this. I dated one of his friends when we were younger, and that's kind of how we, like, all started hanging out. So one of his friends actually is my very best friend to this day. And so it was kind of just like this community network of friendship, right? Everybody's friends, great. So that's kind of how we know each other. I dated one of his friends.
I'll talk to y'all ladies.
I feel bad now because I knew that nigga. I was like, Rich, wait, he's light skinned. Hold up.
It was meant for
and he got a D-voice. Hold up.
He had a reunion night.
It's a small-ass world.
Jazzy just
that's crazy.
Happy home.
I'm sorry. But he's cool. Let me tell you something. He always was, like, hella smooth, right? Like, he just had this really smooth type of an attitude. Like, he always carried himself very well. Like, since we were, like, in high school the whole nine, right? He always carried himself very, very well. So women did, like, women flocked to him because he wasn't, like, your normal dude. Like, he was always very well-groomed, right? And, like, just had this certain swag about himself that, like, chicks just flocked to. But he was very reserved. So that's what I used to always find so funny, because bitches would be trying to fuck with him, like, and I used to be so confused, like, why the fuck is, like, he don't even be after these bitches. Like, he don't be, like, getting at these chicks. They just be, like,
getting at him.
Yeah, and so it would be funny to me because, okay, so like I said, one of his friends is actually, like, my very best friend to this day. Like, we're hella cool. So it's like, I hear all the guy talk, right? And so it would be funny because it's like, all these bitches be trying. And they be saying little shit to him, right? Like, oh, he did it. But then, like, I be hearing the guy talk come back to me, and they be like, this bitch, like, I don't even like her. It's like, I don't even know why all of these bitches be over here. So I guess that's probably why he said if he gives it away, you really deserve it. You special.
Jazzy.
I guess because there's so many bitches waiting in line to get the dick, huh?
Jazzy.
Well, Chalk is going, you know her, how she going to straighten
Jazzy.
That out. So.
For 1 second. Damn, Jazzy, miss me with that bullshit. I fucked your chick. You've been on for a while. You just been quiet. You probably digging in your coochie while Jasmine's coming on.
I'm not.
She didn't say you were. Now you just told on. You just told on your. Yourself. She just
what
said she can say shoveling in it. She just said big.
She got real quiet, and all of a sudden she was like, "Nah, I had to get off the phone." Like, nah, she got wet. That was like 2 weeks ago or something like that. I hit her up on Twitter.
Okay.
What?
Oh, whoa. First of all, I'm my personal business out there, Tone. Okay, thank you.
Who just made something up?
Second of all, I'm by myself. Right now, thank you.
That makes you even worse.
And I would not, like, I would tell you, because honestly, I would tell you because I would feel like I would need to at least give the dick a review. So I would have to at least tell you if it was good or bad, but I can't tell you because I've never sampled it. If he is still listening, I really wish that he would hit me up, like, find my info, because there is somebody in his crew that I would, like, to reconnect with.
Mm-hmm.
You would like to do?
We gonna see about that. But I don't like him like that anyway, Chuck. He's not my type. And I'm gonna tell you why. That's my boy and all. He's hella cool. But I don't, like, he
Girl,
is pretty. Like, he's a pretty dude.
It.
So you would never
pretty dudes.
You never, really? You never thought about him, like, at least sexually at once?
Because we were always just like, we're always just hella cool, but he is a pretty dude. And if anybody knows me, like, in my personal life, and they know what type of men I date, I don't like pretty niggas. I like bad boys, and he's not like that whole bad boy type. Like,
pretty niggas can be a bad boy too. I date one.
I like them when they look like they done been through a couple of things.
Like,
I like them when they look like they've been through a couple of things.
And they come inside and fuck the shit out of her. That's what
she that's my own personal preference. I just, I like it when it looks like.
You want some rugged, rough niggas.
She was like,
that's how I like them.
Out there.
Those be the ones I be in love with. The rest of them just be.
I come inside and bust your other gun.
That's crazy because it's like what most people would consider eye candy, like how Dahlia was like, oh, Tyrese. I really wouldn't be into that because I'd be like, oh, he's pretty. I like him when they, when they couple of tattoos.
Who's pretty?
Tyrese
is not pretty.
Like gangbang. Like, I like him like that. Like, just, just
rough.
Him wearing war room. Only wear dress shoes to court.
He made somebody like a Tupac she found sexy. Somebody like a Tupac.
Ooh, do not. Do not
see?
Even mention that name.
See what I'm saying? See what I'm
you
saying?
You get something started in this household and I would kick everybody out and just have my own moment.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
I like them when they look like they've, you know, experienced some things in there. But whatever, enough about me and my. Just know that he's like too pretty. So I have never thought, I have never considered
have
that
not.
As being one of my options. But he
look,
is.
Y'all, if Shaq ain't worried about it, I ain't worried about it. And she ain't said a word. Look, up or
yeah,
I fucked it. She is mighty quiet. She ain't worried about it. She gonna handle it. So,
yeah, so get
moving along
and ride it right. And then just let me know when you go so then I could do what I wanted to do. We just double date. Just let me know. Whatever you ready. So I could get what I want to get. And then.
Okay.
We'll be
I have
right.
a question for you, Jazzy. I have a question for you.
You yes, ready? Ma'am.
Have you ever been fish hooked?
Like the snatch and grab, like you just put and hooked it? No.
No, like this. If a guy is hitting from the back and he put his fingers in your mouth and, like, pull your cheeks back like a fish, you know, like fish hook.
Fish hook. Yeah, well, no, I don't like your, no, don't put your hand, no, because I'm a very vocal person, so I feel like that could be dangerous if you put your hand in my mouth. But I do like other things, so, like, you could, you know, definitely, like, pull my hair,
like
you grab my neck, you can. You can push my face. Like, you can do all sorts of other things, but don't put your hands
push
in my mouth.
Face.
Yeah, I'm just like, you know, you could push my face into the pillow, right?
The pillow,
pull my
yeah,
hair
yeah.
a little bit. You could
so you
put your hands
yelling.
Around my neck. You could do all
yeah.
that kind of stuff, but don't put your hands in my mouth because I'm a little bit vocal,
like
and I feel
headphones.
Like that could be bad. Like, what I don't like is I don't like when dudes try to smother your excitement. Like, don't be trying to make me quiet, nigga. Like, let me get this out. Like, I got to.
Yeah.
I gotta tell somebody this.
Or
when
you
like,
got family over
them.
And you trying to sneak it in and you gotta be quiet, you like.
Well, then dog on it, then do me in private because I
You like your hair pulled?
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm very vocal, but
I do
I
like my
like
hair pulled, but not
excitement.
When I wear weave. Like, be cognizant of what hairstyle I'm wearing on that particular day. Don't.
Saying is though, but now what if it don't matter? I'm saying if your hair get messed up, I'm just gonna leave that on the dresser for you in the morning though.
First of all, you can't do that. That's not sexy. Let me just put that all away.
I ain't saying leave it on the dresser.
I'm gonna be like,
you can leave it on the dresser along with that money for me to get it fixed.
No, but that's
right.
That's what I'm saying. I said I'm gonna leave something on the dresser. That's what I mean.
Oh, I thought you were talking about leave the hair on the
hair. Nah. Now, we talk about that. I'm saying, yo, I'm going to leave Shauna dressing room. Like,
I was about to say, dang. Somebody come in the room and there's just pieces of tracks just all over the floor. Hair pieces on the ceiling fan flying around.
Listen, if you see that, then that means it wasn't put into right. I'm just saying, okay, so you know there's a lot of young women now that wear lace fronts. Don't be tugging on the lace.
Oh, no,
and embarrass
no.
her.
I can't stand no lace
the next
front.
Day. That
if
is
you
not,
ain't
me, that
got
is
the
not
makeup
attractive.
To make
now,
them
I don't
work.
Wear those, but I do sometimes wear my hair, like, pulled in a ponytail. So if you see that I've gotten a fresh ponytail, don't go tugging on that. That's not like your regular weave, right? That's not sewn into my scalp. So be cognizant of the type of hairstyle I'm wearing.
Oh.
That's all I'm saying. Don't roam in the
No, here's what I just love seeing in Dallas. Girls walking around in the summer with their lace fronts on. They sweating, and the front of their lace front
nope.
is lifting, and you can see the glue on their forehead.
That glue melted off.
I just love it because I just look at them and be like, are you loving the breeze or what? Because my thing is, like, if you don't have the money or the common sense to keep your hairstyle fresh. Come on now. And do you, I mean, do you really need a lace front or lace front? I mean, I can see if it was for just totally bald women if you ain't got no edges. But you could just get you a simple half. I
love them damn lace fronts, boy.
What?
West Indian women.
You could get you a half, what is that, a half wig or you could get a, just something, but them lace fronts just be, I mean, I don't get me wrong, I've seen a couple people do it right.
I don't really know. I got a good lace front wig on.
Nobody
but you
gets lyco plays no more. Everybody gets lace fronts. I always like to see a chick with micro braid. That shit is so sexy.
That's because she really bald-headed. That's because she really exactly. That's why she get them, because she already bald-headed. So she said, well, let me make this look like it's fine as long as I can hold it.
But there's something about the micro braids that when they pull it back or when they put it to a certain style, it's real nice, though.
I've never had no micro braids because they just take too long to take out.
You
know what?
That's
how I know that Tom like them ghetto-ass girls, because see how he said micro braids?
First of all, he didn't say, I like when she get her hair done real nice, and it's like, he braids, because that's a hood thing, right? Hood chicks get braids, because they last the longest.
They get multiple things with it.
Braids take
too
long. I bet you if you asked Tone, because I remember a previous show that we had, like a long time back, right, Chuck had, and we're listening to it, I'm listening to it. And I remember this fool saying, yeah, because all these girls be wanting, they always trying to hit a nigga for, like, a pair of Levi's. But them the type of chicks he be fucking with. Them hood bitches. They be like, baby, can you buy me some Levi's?
But they do, though. If she's not wearing
stilettos, Tone, don't fuck with her. That means she's a
Reeboks. I can't think of a I could see Adidas, but Reeboks, dang.
Nah, I'll be just using that as an example. You understand what I'm saying?
I can't even picture a Reebok in my head.
The 5411s, you ain't ever rock no 5411s?
What the fuck is that?
I don't think so. 5411, nope, that, I don't live on that street.
What is a 5411?
The 5411 was a sneaker by Reebok back in the 80s.
See, sweetie, I wasn't born until 1990, so I was born in the 80s,
and I still have never worn
listen,
a pair of Reeboks. I was born in the 80s.
It was one of the hottest sneakers back in the late 80s, early 90s, the 5411. What you call it, said in his song, LL Cool J said in one of his songs, somebody said in one of their songs about 5411. But it was.
Smashed. And they was always high talking about them hood chicks, too.
I ain't gonna lie. You can probably go online and find you some fresh Reeboks. You could probably find you some real fresh Reeboks, because sometimes I do like to have an old school style and just like randomly pick an old shoe and get them and just to wear them.
5411s, because they never had no name, but that's how much they were created to cost the store. $54.11.
You know what? I'm over it. Finito.
In that case, I'm gonna buy me some LA gear.
You are a grown ass man, Tom. And you should be only messing with grown-ass women. Okay? So if you look in her closet, and if this bitch, every time y'all go on a date, she feel like her idea of getting dressed up is putting on a pair of damn tennis shoes, you better knock it off.
But you know what?
If you take that bitch to a fancy restaurant and she wear a pair of flats, you better take that bitch home.
Guess what? I will go to a fancy restaurant and pull out my sneaks. I sure will, but they're not going to be busted up. They're going to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
But that just depends. It don't mean that
if you wear a pair of sneakers to go out or whatever, some jeans. I mean, this woman out here that makes.
I mean, it's just
if you go someplace where you can wear a pair of jeans. What I'm saying is, if you take a grown ass woman on a date, like you guys are still in the courting stage, and you take her on a date and you guys go somewhere, and this bitch put on a pair of flats or a pair of tennis shoes, take that bitch the fuck home, okay? If she doesn't know what a stiletto looks like, and if she. That's all I'm going to say. Now, you make up your own mind. I'm not trying to, like, be rude to any women who are out there that choose to wear tennis shoes, but you know what category you in.
that ain't
I mean,
right.
I wear all shoes. I wear pants. I wear tennis. I wear sandals. I wear stilettos. I mean, I wear everything.
And I'm not saying that it's not okay for women to wear tennis shoes, but there is a time and place for every goddamn thing, okay? You, no, I'm sorry. Just go ahead, whatever. Just, if she put on some lingerie and then she have on a pair of high top Nikes, something is not right.
Oh, well, that's
guess what?
Yeah,
guess what? Caprice will, guess what, y'all? Caprice will sure walk around.
Come out the bathroom with some heels and lingerie, like, all right, you know, now we got a party going. I had that. You know what I'm saying? So, but
and
I know
she
has
blood job.
With her Reeboks on.
I sure will put on some lace boy shorts and some toe socks. I sure will.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Then you dare on toe socks.
No, I'm not. Because I guarantee you, when I turn around and you see this ass, it ain't going to be worried.
It would matter.
You
know what? It would matter because. Like, why would it matter what kind of shoe a woman has on at home with lingerie?
I
was using that for him. I'm just saying, if you're courting a dude, okay, so if this is your husband or your mate, right, you guys are already together, then all sorts of things tend to, like, be excusable, right, because you already, but if you're courting a dude, if a dude is courting you and you guys are in that we're still new stage, right?
Not me.
And you're trying to, like, and you go and he takes you somewhere, you know what I'm saying? He takes you out or whatever, or you guys are just in that mode where it's your first time getting it, and you bust out with a pair of, excuse, chat, can you get on the line, please? I need somebody that's over 25. I need a grown-up.
I mean,
can I get some grown-up love?
I'm right here.
Can I get some grown-up love, please?
I'm saying,
I feel like I'm back.
40 years old, she got a 10 V-box in her closet.
Right.
I bet you got
the hottest tennies in the world.
I feel like I need some grown-up love. Can I get some backup, chat?
What's up?
Am I wrong? Am I wrong, though? I don't think I'm wrong.
Wrong what?
No, it's not that you're wrong. It's not whether you're right or wrong.
I mean, it's not right or wrong.
No,
it's just what the next person prefer. Because I guarantee you, a lot of guys that I have dated before, you know, sometimes I'll wear stilettos or something like that, and they'll be like, you know what will look real cute on you? It's just, you know, some guys think it's sexy when a woman has a sporty look. You know what I'm saying? Like, and the thing is, sometimes I'll go for sporty and sometimes I'll go for, you know, really dressed up. I'm a very diverse person. So, I mean, I understand what you're saying, like, as far as, you know.
First date.
I mean, first date, you know what? I'm a dress like me regardless.
First date. I mean, it really don't matter. As soon as you dress.
I'm me all the way around. I don't try to pretend like, oh, okay, I'm a dress the occasion. Like, I am Caprice all the way around. If you don't find me attractive or you don't think I'm sexy in some sweats and
a
white beat.
It don't matter what you're wearing. If a guy likes you, he's going to like you when you come in sweats and
the
way. Oh,
what
the
fuck ever. I'm not trying to hear
because
that.
You know what?
On the inside that counts. Whatever.
Because you know what?
That's a bunch of nonsense. And I'm going to tell you why it's a bunch of nonsense. It sounds good in theory for everybody to be like, oh, it's so important what the person has on the inside. I don't really care what looks are not everything. Fuck that, okay? Nobody walks up to an ugly-ass motherfucker and says, oh, I want to be with you because you look like you have a great personality. So, you know,
if you ugly, no matter whether you dress up or not, you ugly. But if you cute, you can dress up and still get
okay, but think about it. That may be very true. That may be very well true. However, a person who is maybe attractive, right? If they go around looking like a bunch of bullshit all the time, they're probably not going to be nearly as appealing either, right? So that's where that whole phrase, just for the part you want, not the part you have, comes in, because perception is 9/10 of the law, right? People go on what they perceive. What it looks like it is probably what it is. That's just the way the human brain thinks. So if you look a certain way, people tend to maybe give you that first impression, judge you a certain way. You don't get a second chance at first impressions is what I'm saying.
So let me ask
you. A lot of times my first impressions, like a lot of times, you know, I meet guys that I've dated, they catch me when I'm running into Walmart or they catch me.
That is different because you're running into Walmart, right? So you get a pass on that because you ran into Walmart, you're going to go get whatever, fine. But if he says, okay, let's go on this date, I'm going to take you to XYZ restaurant, and you know this is like a five-star dining restaurant, right? And then you show up in some damn capri shorts and some goddamn Jordans, something is wrong. Like,
I mean, first off,
me,
I would never
I
wear
like
capri.
Something.
First off, I would never
again,
wear capri shorts or
an
even
example,
capri pants.
You get the point. You get the point. I'm using it as an example, but you
right.
get the point.
But you
if
know
you're
what?
Not dressed
guess what?
For the occasion, that to me is that's a problem.
I
just
I mean,
feel
I'm
like
so,
women should
look,
dress a
I ain't gonna
way.
Sit here and lie to
Ooh.
You. I have gone to 5-star restaurants in Las Vegas and wore, you know, nice jeans, some cute sneakers, and a really, really nice top. It just depends on who you are, how you dress it up, and how you do it. I mean, if I know, listen, and this is the thing, if I know we finna be walking on the strip all night, you can kiss my butt. You can go to hell if you think I'm going to be wearing heels all night walking on up and down that strip. Guess what? Nope. if you can't
have my flash in my purse. I'm going to put my flash in my purse.
See, and
I mean,
I have this whole thing with my feet getting dirty. I don't like my feet getting dirty. So with all those people walking around on the strip, your feet are going to get stepped on. So if you're wearing any open-toe shoe, you might as well just go to the ER because your feet are going to get trampled over because people running across the street and whatever else. So it's a really smart thing to sometimes wear tennis shoes. But the thing is, I can understand if you're wearing beat-up tennis shoes, then okay. But
I don't care how I don't care if they're the new Jordans that came out that people like to. And again, this is just my personal opinion. I've just always
right.
kind of been taught that way. Like not even taught that way. I just grew up that way. Like I've always just dressed as certain. I feel like you are judged on your first impression, and I feel like I need to make sure that I always look a certain way. So granted, like when I'm running errands or if I'm out on a Sunday or Saturday or whatever, you know, I'm with my kids or whatever, doing something like that, clearly you dress for the occasion, right? Like I'm not taking my kids to the park wearing stilettos. No, it doesn't happen that way.
Right,
however, if I'm going somewhere, if my dude takes me to a restaurant,
he'll love you at your best.
That don't mean you look your goddamn worst. No, like you still supposed to look your best. You still
See, that's the thing. I don't ever go outside at least somewhat decent. Even if I'm running to the store, I'm still going to look somewhat presentable.
I just feel like
for
me, what it comes down to is just a matter of simple etiquette. So maybe I'm old school, right? Maybe I, whatever. But, I mean, and I can't really say it's because you're younger, because I mean I probably have not owned more than like two pairs of tennis shoes since I was like 12. But
it doesn't matter how old you are to know proper etiquette because
no, I just said that. I'm not saying that it's an age thing. I'm just saying it's
like you're making it.
I don't know.
You just said it. I just feel like
there are certain types of people, right? And so there are some people who would do that. I just don't feel like that's the classiest thing to do. I mean, that's what
y'all
do. If
I came
outside, we're going out or whatever, I want to rep him right? And so,
you know what? I'm going to take a picture in a trash bag.
I'm
going to take a picture in a trash bag with some tennis shoes and show you how I'm going to rock that shit.
Like,
no.
Again, it's just a matter of personal opinion, but I personally don't feel like that's appropriate.
Well, that's your opinion. Everybody else out there on the team. And then you keep saying that you don't care. Well, you should care about other people's opinion. We sit here listening to your opinion, but you're not letting nobody else, you're not letting nobody else speak their opinion. So, with that being said, can we change the subject about how people should present themselves on the first date or first impression? Because this is getting out of hand. Can we change the subject, please?
What the hell?
leggings and sneakers and a top is cool with me. If that's what you want to wear, it's what you're going to be comfortable in.
I don't know. I feel like, I mean, if you're going out somewhere and you're chilling, then that's one thing, right? Because you guys are going out and you're chilling. But I just feel like
If you're going to, let's say, like
if
a red lobster,
if you're going someplace real nice,
like
I feel like you should
whatever.
Dress nice. Like, you wouldn't want your dude walking around and, like, that's just like white tees, for example, right? Like, dudes tend to wear those all the time, whatever. But there are just some places where that's not appropriate. It's not the appropriate thing for you to do.
I can
so
see if it was a long tall tee, but if it was a nice V-neck. You know what I'm saying? If a guy's wearing a nice V-neck with some nice jeans and some tennis shoes.
It's just me.
Clearly
we just have two different views. Because I think that there's just some places where, like, white tees are not acceptable. Like, put a damn shirt on with a collar. Like, why is that so difficult? Same thing with women. Like, put a pair of, like, shoes on. Like, put a pair of heels on. Like, why is that so difficult?
You know what? But I guess that's just the thing. That's very true. It depends on what you're attracted to. Because I can look good, you know, in heels, and I can look good in some tennies with some ripped jeans and a nice long shirt that hangs off the shoulder. You know what I'm saying? Or
and that's
I can
okay
wear a
for
nice
some places.
And dress.
That's okay for some places, but there are certain. There are certain things for certain occasions, is what I'm saying.
No,
and there's a time and place for everything.
Law, if it was not against the law, then we can't go anywhere.
If I feel like
clothes,
if the, I feel like
no
the restaurant let
I feel
me
like
in.
It should be. There are mandates in certain places, right? Like you can't come into whatever place with tennis shoes on, right? Or you can't come into whatever place with a white tee. It's because it's a certain type of etiquette, right? So it's like, my point exactly. Like, I feel like it's okay to be classy. Be classy sometimes. It's okay.
But you can be a classy person and still wear tennis shoes. I don't feel like
on
that's
certain
not
occasions.
Being classy.
On certain occasions, but a classy person
So if I go to a football game or I go to a soccer game wearing stilettos and a club dress.
What if I felt like I wanted to be classy? Clearly that's not classy. What I'm saying is, if you go to a 5-star dining restaurant, right, and you wear a pair of tennis
shoes, that's not classy. Wearing a nice dress and some stilettos to a football game, that's not classy.
That's trashy. Why would you do that?
Trashy.
Like, that's not appropriate.
No, because guess what?
That's not even appropriate.
Basketball wives, you think the basketball wives are the epitome of class?
That's not
You think the epitome of class? Sitting there
in a box with the
Different, right? That's different. No. If you're sitting in the box, like if you're sitting in the box, right, because
you
have those sky views.
You can sit anywhere you want to. And
so let me ask you a question.
If you're going to the movies with a guy,
is it appropriate to wear a nice little dress and maybe some heels? Even though it's going to be dark in the movie theater,
what,
if that's
no,
appropriate.
No, the question is, the question is, what would you prefer to wear on a date at the movies with a guy that you just met, that you know, your first or second date? What would you wear? For me,
I'm always wearing heels regardless. So, yeah, I definitely will be wearing a pair of heels. Now, what I wear other than that will kind of just depend on my mood. So I might have on a pair of jeans and a pair of heels, or I might have on, you know, a dress with a pair of heels. But, like, that's just me, and that's just because that's the way that I am. However, it's like, but the point that I'm making is there's a time and place for everything, right? So I'm not saying that a woman should never, ever, ever wear tennis shoes. That's not my point at all. What I'm saying is there's a time and place for everything. Like, there are certain occasions, certain things that you do where you just look the damn part. Like, why is it okay? I just feel a certain type of way. I feel like if a man takes you out, if you go somewhere, you should rep him right? So whether it's your first date, fifth date, tenth date, whatever, there's a time and place for everything. Like, dress up. Play dress up. It's okay. It's okay to play dress up.
I mean, me personally, I like to wear what I wear when I want to wear it. If you don't like it, then you can go on a date with somebody else. But guess what? I got a free meal. But, I mean, most of the time, though, when I do go on a date with a guy or whatever, you know, they'll say, I would like to see you wear this, or I would like to see you dress like this. And most of the time, they say, you know, leggings. You know, like, guys like stuff like that, like leggings. I don't know what, well, I guess I do know what it is that man loves about leggings. But, I mean, I don't know. I'm just me, and I feel like I'm going to be comfortable regardless. And that's the thing. I can be comfortable in heels. I can be comfortable in tennies. I can be comfortable in flat. And it just depends on the guy. Because, you know, even my dude now, you know, he'll say, you know, baby, I want to take you out and, you know, just dress nice. And I'm like, what you mean nice? You know, you're like, put on a nice shirt and I want you to wear these shoes, you know, like these tennis shoes. So sometimes, you know, guys do like to see women dress a little sporty. It's something about that, you know. For instance, Sierra, you know what I'm saying? Like, she'll wear these big old sweats and, like, a little half shirt and do think that is just so sexy. But it's like, okay, well, why is she wearing sweats with some heels? That never went before, but now all of a sudden dudes be like, oh, well, I want my girls